We're talking about a bill to increase access to dentists in rural areas. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Rural Track program at Marquette University School of Dentistry would focus a dental student's experience around a rural practice. It would encourage young dentists to settle in underserved areas of the state through a scholarship program. Do you live in a rural part of the state? Have you had to travel long distances to see a dentist? What strain does that have on your life? Are you a dentist who practices in a rural area? Share your experience at 800-642-1234. Patrick Teston is a Republican state senator who represents the 24th District that covers the cities of Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids in central Wisconsin. Senator Teston, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Great to be on.
So why is there a shortage of dentists in rural parts of Wisconsin? What does this shortage look like to you?
Well, right now we have about 38 counties in the state of Wisconsin that qualify as a health shortage professional area. And that's designated through the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. And so we have a huge quality lack of access and quality of access in many parts of the state. And so this legislation would create a new scholarship program for a rural track dentistry. So younger dentists who are currently in school right now could receive up to $75,000 per year, provided they, for every year they take the scholarship, they give back 18 months in one of these 38 counties where there is maybe, there could be one to zero dentists in that entire county. We want to make sure that more Wisconsinites have access to oral health care, because we know if you see a dentist on a regular basis, the likelihood that you're going to have other issues down the road, just because there are so many health systems connected to oral health, is going to decrease dramatically.
Okay, so this scholarship program would be, you said, up to $75,000 a year, and then the dentist has to work in one of these designated shortage areas. So for how long would it be? For about 6 years, 7 years? What would be the trade-off?
So if they qualify for the scholarship program for the 4 years that they are in dentistry school, you would be looking at 6 years that they would have to practice in a rural area. And the reason why we do this is that the odds are pretty good that if they move to a rural area and realize that they have a great client basis, that the likelihood that they are going to stay in that rural area is going to increase dramatically. I think there's been this thought process in a lot of different professions that the only way you can have a good client base and is to go and practice in places like Madison or Milwaukee or more populous areas. But in reality, there's plenty and ample opportunity in rural areas of the state where the cost of living is much lower. If you like to go out and recreate, there's a lot of opportunities there. And so we see this as a great way to entice younger professionals into the rural areas of the state.
Why do you and Representative Tony Kurtz think a scholarship program is the right approach here to really shore up this workforce challenge that you're seeing?
Well, I think this is just one avenue to approach. So you have seen a number of different proposals specifically for oral health that have been introduced, from dental therapy to expanded dental auxiliaries to now this scholarship program. So We're trying to provide as many opportunities as possible to increase the workforce shortage within the oral health care. And so this is just one tool in the toolbox that we see as a critical piece to help entice these professionals into underserved areas.
Talking with Patrick Teston, he is a Republican state senator from central Wisconsin and is launching a bill with Representative Tony Kurtz to increase rural Wisconsin's dental workforce. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Governor Evers' budget includes this proposal to expand the Seal a Smile program, which provides money to repay school loans for dentists practicing in rural areas and to expand grants to safety net clinics. Do you see your plan complementing the governor's, or would you rather invest in this rural dentistry track scholarship program?
I see this as an opportunity to build upon what the governor's put into his oral health care package within this proposed budget, which I fully support the expansion of the Seal a Smile program that has been very beneficial for a number of school districts where hygienists and dentists go into these rural schools and cap children's teeth. So that way it cuts down on the number of cavities that they have. And again, we know based on studies that one of the biggest issues that we face right now is that in underserved areas, when children can't get adequate access to oral health care, that compounds problems. And oftentimes they become issues that get neglected, and then they have to go into an emergency room setting where it's going to cost an arm and a leg. And oftentimes it's the taxpayers that have to foot the bill, because oftentimes this is a population that tends to be a little bit more on the poor side, and oftentimes the Medicaid population. So again, this is an opportunity for us to throw out a number of different proposals that we're going to take a multifaceted approach to address the shortage in rural areas.
Senator Teston, this bill is another in this series of bills that's being put forward as part of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative. What is the Rural Wisconsin Initiative? Who's involved in it?
So the Rural Wisconsin Initiative actually started a couple sessions ago within the state assembly, where a number of state representatives came together who represent fairly rural areas and really decided that we need to make rural Wisconsin a focus. And the primary focus is on things like education, workforce development, technology, and healthcare. And last session was my first session in the state Senate, and we expanded the Rural Wisconsin Initiative to include members of the state Senate, which I've been very happy to be a part of. And we're really trying to show that rural Wisconsin has a lot to offer for the state, and it's not necessarily our more populous areas. And so we're really trying to educate our colleagues. So right now, and for many years, some of the biggest battles that we face in Madison, it's not Republican versus Democrat, it's not liberal versus conservative, it's urban versus rural. And we're really trying to emphasize and highlight what rural Wisconsin brings to the table for our state's economy. And so by having a number of legislators in this coalition, it's helped us get a number of pieces of legislation passed and signed into law that have really benefited rural Wisconsin.
How do you know, what do you see as support for this dental track, rural dental track bill? Do you see fellow lawmakers on board? What does the prospects of this bill look like?
So we just released this, the LRB, just this week, and so it's out for co-sponsorship right now. So any member of the legislature can sign on to this if they want to support this and be a co-sponsor. And so our hope is that in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, that we are going to go around and talk to office and encourage our colleagues in both houses and on both sides of the aisle to sign on to this, because healthcare, again, this is another one of those issues that's not a left or right issue. We want to make sure that we have the best health outcomes for all of our residents in the state. And so I'm confident we'll get bipartisan support, and we'll see where this goes. This will go through the regular legislative process. It will get referred to a committee, and then if we can get it voted out of the respective committee it gets assigned to, then we hope to get it scheduled for the floor.
Well, State Senator Teston, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick Teston is a Republican state senator representing the 24th District, covering the cities of Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Central Wisconsin. We've been talking about this proposal for a dental program at Marquette that would address a shortage of dentists in some rural parts of the state. Coming up next, income tax revenues in 41 states recently surpassed pre-recession peaks. We'll break down the data to find out what's behind the rise and how Wisconsin fared. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.